One night, Saint Augustine was out walking in his garden and heard from a nearby house the voice of a child singing, Tole et lege, tole et lege. That's strange, Saint Augustine thought. I wonder what game the children are playing over there where they have to sing, Tole et lege. And he thought, what children's game has those words, tole et lege? And then he heard it again, tole et lege, tole et lege. And they kept repeating it over and over, tole et lege. Of course, everybody at the time of St. Augustine spoke Latin, and tole et lege means take and read. And then Augustine thought. He ran into the house, he picked up his Bible, and he did one of those close your eyes and open up the book to any passage. And so he opened up the Bible to any passage, the first passage that the Bible opened to, and he looked down. And he read Romans chapter 13, starting at verse 12. Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy. Rather, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The first passage that St. Augustine read in the Bible when he heard those words, take and read, was today's second reading that Holy Mother Church had us listen to today on this first Sunday of Advent. I can never read today's second reading without thinking about this story from St. Augustine. You know that St. Augustine lived a very wild and sinful life in his youth. And up until this point, he had done all the terrible things mentioned in Romans. But after reading this passage, God's word, like a two-edged sword, struck him in the heart. And he was a totally changed man after that point. In his famous autobiography, The Confessions, St. Augustine writes what happened to him after reading this passage. He said, no further wished I to read, nor was there a need to do so. Instantly, the truth at the end of this sentence, as if before a peaceful light streaming into my heart, all the dark shadows of doubt fled away. And Augustine writes how he went into his garden under a fig tree, and he says he gave free rein to his tears. The flood, he said, burst from my eyes. And with most bitter contrition, I wept within my heart. And he wept, and he wept, and he wept. And then he went and told his mom, St. Monica. He told her the whole story. She had been praying for him, of course, for 30 years for his conversion. And she, too, started to cry and gave praise and thanks to God when she heard the good news of her son's desire to finally put on the Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament of baptism. Within a year, at Easter in the year 387, when St. Augustine was 33 years old, he was baptized by the great Archbishop of Milan, St. Ambrose, and he became a Catholic. And you probably know that St. Augustine went on to become one of the most outstanding bishops and doctors of theology that the church has ever known. On this first day of the season of Advent, the Lord is singing softly to us. Tole et lege, tole et lege. The Lord's singing to us, take and read. Take and read God's holy word every day of this Advent season. Come, the prophet Isaiah invites us. Let us climb the Lord's mountain that he may instruct us in his ways. This is how he instructs us in his ways through his holy word. Take and read. Take and read. Wouldn't it be great if everybody hearing today's second reading today from Romans chapter 13 would be inspired like St. Augustine to throw off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light? Wouldn't it be awesome if every person in Rochester during this Advent season would throw off the works of darkness and the sacrament of penance and put on the light of the Lord Jesus Christ? I just received my confession schedule for the month of December here in Rochester from the Rochester pastors, and it looks like I'm scheduled to hear confessions 18 times in the next 4 weeks at all the parishes and all the schools. 18 times. 4 weeks. To prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, may St. Paul and St. Augustine inspire us this Advent to throw off the works of darkness and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord.